Skagway's Recreation Center offers everything from Pilates and aerial tissue classes to spinning and rock climbing. An expansion plan is in the works to build more space for activities, but one part of the project is causing debate: the swimming pool. Some residents think a pool is needed to teach children to swim and improve quality of life, but others think it's a luxury Skagway can't afford. On a Tuesday afternoon in January, dozens of kids run and roller skate around the rec center.
We're looking to expand because we have completely outgrown ourselves.
Catherine Nelson is the rec center director. She leads the way around the building, showing areas where space is cramped, like the weight room and cardio floor.
So this is our spinning bike area. We just got 15 brand new Blade Ion bikes, which are amazing. Just a whole bunch of cardio equipment.
The spinning bikes and cardio equipment are several feet away from each other.
It is rather distracting when you're teaching a class and you've got music playing for the people that are up here just wanting to do cardio.
Nelson says there's also not enough room for group fitness classes.
This place is highly class-driven, and we have great instructors, and there's prime times. And so when you're offering yoga at 5:30, somebody might want like a body pump class, or you know what I mean? So you can only do so much.
She says the center's activities have been squeezed for space for years now, especially during the summer.
The one thing that we really don't want people to forget about is that the most important need of this facility right now is to expand it so that we can maintain what we're already doing in a safe way.
The reason Nelson thinks people might forget about that, three words: the swimming pool.
I think it isn't crazy how many people in this town where we live on water that cannot swim.
Resident Beth Smith is one of many who petitioned the Borough Assembly to support an aquatic center as part of the rec center expansion. But the hefty price tag, up to $20 million, plus yearly operation costs, sparked concern. Here's Assemblyman Tim Cochran.
Everything we have in this town has to be subsidized. We don't have the luxury of a population that can sustain anything.
The Assembly considered a 1% sales tax increase that would help pay for the pool, but the members were split. An ad hoc pool working group decided to seek the professional help of Colorado-based USA Swimming. The group advocates for community pools with the slogan, "Saving Pools Saves Lives." USA Swimming's Mick and Sue Nelson will host a custom build and program a pool conference April 12th and 13th in Skagway. The conference will cost the municipality between $3,000 and $5,000. Assemblymember Spencer Morgan chairs the pool working group.
We just want to get the word out, because the more people we have there to give input on the community, the better idea we can get of what type of facility we really are looking at, whether it's the Taj Mahal, whether it's something to a lesser extent, whether it's, you know, a competition-sized pool. They've done this in other communities, and I think it'll give us a good idea of what we're looking at going forward.
Back at the rec center, Nelson says she's been working on the expansion plans for 8 years. She says she doesn't want the debate about the pool to hold back progress on what the center needs more urgently: space for its existing services.
It's just, it would be nice to, like, just to know, have a direction and just get something done. Because in reality, the idea to expand the weight room was a necessity, and, you know, and then it was just, come on, let's revisit the pool. And the whole pool is holding us back from actually getting what we need right now.
She says even if there is no pool, moving forward with something is better than nothing. Reporting from Skagway and Haines, I'm Emily Files.